We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shopping for new vehicles? Price, value, and warranty come together with the summer sales drive going on. Now, Jim Shorkey Kia in North Huntington. All 2020 Soul LX starting at only $15,990. 220 Kia Sportage priced at only $19,990. Receive $1,500 trade and assistance when you buy or lease a new Kia. Your deal, your way. What a great day. See dealership for details. The time right now is 12:44, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services, and you can follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can also text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370, Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's head right out to the Hall & Capitas fan hotline, where I find my longtime colleague and friend, Jonathan Bomboli of the Trib. Jonathan, I had Craig Riley on earlier, and very innocently, sort of offhanded, not really part of our conversation, he mentioned that Nick Birdie, the Pirates reliever, had this thoracic outlet syndrome thing happen to him and had a rib removed. It seemed like an elbow injury, but he wound up having a rib removed. I did not know that, and I certainly didn't know that his parents apparently have the rib in Chicago, and they have it like displayed on the mantle as if it's a five-point buck. Horse back in the home studio thinks this is not that odd. I'm extremely disturbed by it. Where do you stand?
Are they planning to try to make a sister for Nick out of this rib? Isn't that how the story went in the Bible?
I think so. I know this. If I was at the Birdie household and they were going to barbecue some ribs, I'd be very concerned. You?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say super weird. But it would help to know the people involved, because like some people are just kind of, they take pleasure in freaking people out, you know, like in a, I'm thinking like in a, maybe like in an Andy Warhol kind of sense. So if you were right, like just trying to make visitors to your home uncomfortable with the fact that you have your kid's rib on the mantle, I would think that would be very effective. I would think that would make people uncomfortable. But if you're doing it as some sort of a loving tribute to your son, yeah, super weird.
So, like, if you had a bunion removed, do you think there's a chance that anybody meaningful to you would display it as a, you know, a centerpiece on their dining room table or something? Come on, this is weird.
Yeah, when Nick Birdie gets a haircut, do his parents, like, sweep up and make a sweater out of it? That's weird. I'm not going for this.
Well, let's move on to hockey. I don't even know what to say. I'm trying to picture that now. I'm trying to picture that. Remember those things we used to remember that guy that we used to, they used to give you the magnetic pencil and he was inside of a plastic, he was inside of plastic basically. And you picked up the little pieces of like charcoal and made a beard out of his face. Remember that guy?
Yes, I do.
What was his name?
I don't remember, but there was not human hair involved. This much I can tell you for sure.
No, there wasn't, but you just made me think of that guy. I used to tragically spend hours with that little pencil trying to create different sorts of facial hair for that guy.
we were dumb kids. I think that's the moral of the story. They would give us the stupidest toys, and we'd play with them for hours.
I know. But I think video games is part of the ruination of society, but they really did give us the stupidest toys, and we kept ourselves just entertained for not hours, like years at a time. Like a walkie-talkie was like a revolutionary breakthrough, even though you could barely hear your sister from two floors up, you know?
Yeah, and that was like your entire, you know, entertainment from age 8 to 10.
All right. What do you think, by the way, is the great, in my opinion, at the other end of that spectrum is wiffle ball, which I think is the greatest American game toy. Let's call it toy. The greatest American toy ever invented is the wiffle bat and ball, the original. I think the hula hoop is up there. Your take on that?
I went to the wiffle ball factory once. It's in Connecticut.
Yes.
They don't have a tour or anything. So it was really lame. It was just a factory. I took a picture outside of it. But yeah, it was there. I just happened to be in that
place. Was anybody's rib up on a mantle at the wiffle ball factory or any tributes to great wiffle ball players?
No, there was like a sign. That was about it. But I do love wiffle ball. I've told you the story. I think I've told you the story before about how in college we used to use a wiffle ball bat to drink beer out of.
You didn't tell me that. So what do? You cut off the top and then pour it through the handle or what?
You cut off the handle, the knob. You fill it up with beer, and then you go up with it quick, and it's like a funnel. So you can throw down a beer
idea.
In like 2 seconds. Yeah. So you play wiffle ball all afternoon, then drink beer out of the bat at night. And that was that's America, I think.
Now, your colleague from the Trib, Tim Benz, just texted both of us and said the name of that man, the magnet man, who you drew a beard on, his name was Wooly Willy. Do you remember that? Is that right?
I believe that. That does ring some sort of a bell.
Here he is. I just looked him up online. He has a red nose. I remember it all now.
Were we supposed to like learn science from that? Was it supposed to teach us about magnets?
I don't know. I think it was just mindless entertainment, and now it brings it all back. Road trips. He was big. To have Wooly Willy on a road trip was real big.
Yeah. And now kids have screens in the back of the car seat in front of them.
Spoiled brats, all of them. How about the Penguins? What do you make of the Sid story?
I think it's typical. If you feel a little bit anything – minor injury in training camp, you go sit down, Sid. So that's what I make of it. But, I mean, you never know. These things can aggravate themselves. So it's definitely not something you should just blow off. It's a concern. You sit out for 4 months. I mean, if you think about it, the nature of rinks being closed, and I don't know, Sid probably has the resources to skate when other people couldn't. I mean, he could build a rink, in his yard, but he didn't skate for a long time. I mean, longer than he normally would in an off season. So there is some concern that it's an uncharted territory physically. But in general, holding him out of a couple of training camp scrimmages or practices, I think is good policy and not necessarily indicative of a catastrophe.
Goalies, it's apparent from everybody who's covering this that Jari is having the better camp here. They have back-to-back games in games 4 and 5, should it get to that, as a little side note here. Who would you go with at the start of this series, and how long would his leash be?
Well, first of all, this topic is like kind of irritating because it becomes so tribal, like everything else in our society. Like, you either have to be on Team Murray or Team Jari. And it seems like the only critical thinking we're capable of as Americans is to pick a side and root for it. And that sucks. And so it sort of makes me – that's what the goaltending situation makes me think of. So I am on neither team. I am not joining a team. I'm not on Team Murray. I'm not on Team Jari. Now, there was a time where I was on Team Murray, man. I mean, because I saw him in the AHL, he's the best goalie I've ever seen in that league. And I saw him win two cups with my own eyes. But that was 3 years ago. And, you know, you have to sort of take everything into consideration. And during the course of this season, like, you know, training camp scrimmages, I give absolutely no credence to whatsoever. 2 years ago, Juuso Riikola would look like the Norris Trophy winner in training camp. I mean, you know, training camp is training camp. I give no credence to that whatsoever. And watching goalies in practice as a reporter, that's like watching a starting pitcher warm up in the bullpen and say, oh, yeah, this guy's going to throw a two-hitter today. Like, how do you know? You don't know what you're watching. There's no radar gun. You're just watching a guy and another guy play catch. So I give no credence to that. But I do give credence to Jari was a better goalie all year. Like, from October through March, Jari was the better goalie. I mean, Murray was his, you know, to use crude numbers, his save percentage is .899. 57 goalies played 20 games in the NHL this year. Murray ranked 50th out of 57 in save percentage. It's not good enough. So therefore, you have got Jari played better all year. Murray has the track record, and you know, I don't discount that. But if I'm sort of leaning Jari, I really am, and I think Sullivan will probably start Murray because of his track record. But, man, in a five-game series, when you talk about a leash, it's like super short leash. It's like two periods. That's your leash. Because you can't get down two games in a five-game series. So I think Sullivan will start Murray. I think I would start Jari. But I could change my opinion tomorrow because I'm not going out and buying a Team Murray or Team Jari T-shirt because I hate them.
Well, I am going out to buy a Willy. I am doing that later today. They have to be online somewhere. Thank you, Jonathan.
You bet, Joe. Good to talk to you.
There he goes, Jonathan Bomboli. He's good, isn't he? So is Sean Gentile. He's going to join me next. This is like the old Merv Griffin show. We keep rolling out the guest source. This is unbelievable.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.